Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Are You For Real? Already in Progress.
Good to have all of you today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cheryl's got a praise report she wants to read to you.
Good afternoon. I've been walking in an understanding of the truth for a while. I knew the word of my father was true, but Brother Scrivener's teaching have helped me more fully beginning to walk in this truth. I came to the healing school this last Saturday. Sunday afternoon, I had a chance to exercise my faith. My sister told me that our mother's sewer was clogged. There are a few things I dislike more than running a Roto-Rooter. I went by with my wife to drop her off some lunch, and my wife prayed over the toilet. We didn't have time to really check it out right then, but I came back by later. When I arrived, I also prayed over the sewer line and told the clog to clear out. Amen. I knew in my heart that the clog was gone, so I thanked the Father, and I then had my daughter flush each toilet to prove to my mom and sister that I no longer needed the Roto-Rooter. The clog was gone, so there was no more backup. Isn't our God such an awesome God? All praise and glory be to our Father in heaven, Charles Savage. Yeah, that was really good.
Praise the Lord. Sends an angel by to unstop your toilet.
Yeah, really.
When you got saved, all you could do is say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, I was in a service one night over at Lakeland Baptist Church, and there was a pastor, older guy, and he said, I've been preaching for 60 years. And he said, I want to know before I preach tonight, how many of you in here know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? How many? So I looked around, and I think everybody in the place was holding up their hand. He said, okay, now I want to ask a second question. He said, how many of you that accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior are sorry you made that decision? Not one single. He said, you know, I've been asking that question for years and years and years, and I always have a lot of response on the first one. He said, I've never had anybody say they were sorry that they accepted Jesus. I mean, once we learn who we are and what we can do and how we can pray, and when the prayers of righteous people, which is us, and we were made righteous because of what he done, not what we done, and how we can pray in faith for people and see him heal and touch people. I love serving a God that does that, don't you? Yeah. And this God that we serve in this church, wow, he has touched people's lives. Now then, Lord, we just thank you. Again, we just want to praise you and thank you for being the King, the Lord of Lords, and the God of Gods, and the one that's going to do great things. And you're going to put the men in office that you want, the men and the women in places you want them. And you're going to give these men knowledge and wisdom, and women, you're going to give all of them knowledge, wisdom, revelation, and understanding. And we're going to have a group of people that's in office that when the rest of the world looks down, they say, wow, what is different about this place? And they come and check us out, and they find out we are what we are because of the God that we serve. And his name is going to be Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed, and we're going to get that back in school. The textbook is going to be the Bible. It's going to be read again in school. We are decreeing a thing. We are decreeing that the children, every child will get a chance to read the Word of God as they go to school. And then they'll have teachers that will understand the principles of the kingdom, and that those people that don't know, that will not be in there. We don't want them. We want them to know, because I know that if you will read God's Word, it cannot help. It can't not change you. Is that right, Miss Jackie? I mean, if you read the Word of God, It's gonna change you. So we're grateful to the Lord for what he's going to do. Now today, I want us to talk a little bit about this God, and we're going to use 1 John. We're going to start with 1 John chapter 1, and I want us to look at some things, and we're going to see how things work in the principles of the kingdom. We're going to see who we are, what we can do. We can do all kinds of things, and we're going to find out a little bit about this God. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. I want you to stop and think about that a second. If you didn't know me and you had heard that there is a man that's a pastor of a church called the Living Savior Church, and it's out in Argyle, Texas, and that he preaches out there every Sunday, and you heard somebody tell you all about it, even the God that he talks about even does miracles out there once in a while. And you say, wow, are you sure? Yes, I know. I went out there one Sunday. And when I went out there, when I left there, my life was changed. I met God at that place. And so whoever you're telling this to now, these people say, no. I got completely healed out there. My grandchild got healed, heart made whole. I mean, the heart that wasn't going to work. One day you'll get to tell this testimony. No heart. Yeah, there was no heart in this child. No heart. But whenever the child was born, all of a sudden there's a heart in it.
1 second before
he was
born.
1 second before he was born. I mean, I realize that's not very significant, you know. For God, was that a piece of cake?
Amen.
Yeah, for God. That's, we got to remember who we are and who we serve. But, you know, if people tell you these kind of things, I mean, just like the other day when I was at the airport. You know, I was sitting there, and some of you heard me tell this story before, but it's a good story. But Dave and I was going somewhere, and I sat down there, and there's an older lady come over, and she said, sir, would you watch my bag while I go to the bathroom? I'm having a bladder problem. I said, is there a bomb in that suitcase? She says, laughed and says, no. I said, well, you don't look like a terrorist. You look like a normal American. You can tell who terrorists are. I mean, you really can. If you got any discerning of spirits at all, you can tell. So anyway, she goes to the bathroom. When she comes back from the bathroom, she sits down. I said, ma'am, are you a Christian? Well, yes. I said, well, have you prayed about that bladder problem? No. I said, have you ever seen God do a miracle or answer a prayer? No. Now, isn't that a shame? But there's so much of the church like that. They've never seen God answer a prayer. I said, well, I would pray for you. She said, have you ever seen an answer to prayer? I said, yes, ma'am, a few. I said, let me show you a little girl that I prayed for. And I pulled out my picture of Jenna. Those pictures are out there on the wall. Most of you here already know the story of her. But I pulled out the picture and I looked at, showed her, and she says, what happened to that child? Was she beaten? Is that burns or what is that? And I said, no. She said, who did that? I says, God. Now that's a hard one to swallow. That God would do this to this little child. But he's the one who does it, isn't he, according to the word? So anyway, I said, but you know, she said, oh my goodness. I said, well, and it was the mother's sin that caused it. She looked at me and she says, are you for real? I said, yes, ma'am. So we looked at the picture, and I says, now, but after the mother repented of her sin, of deceiving and lying to her husband, I prayed another prayer, and I said, in 2 weeks, this is what she looked like. And I showed her the picture of Jenna, and she looked at that picture, and she looked at those other pictures, and she says, Photoshop. That's not real. That's not real. Is it a shame that the church is living in a place like that? But let me ask you, how many of us have been in a church that lived like that? I've been there. I can hold up both hands. I've been in a church that never taught me the principles of the kingdom. I had no idea what was rightfully mine. I had no idea that I could call people up and pray for me, and God would answer my prayer. But even Smith Wigglesworth had that problem. You know, Smith used to, on Sunday afternoon over in England, after they get through the church, all the sick people, he'd load them up in a wagon and drive them 10, 15, 20 miles, whatever, way down the road to a church where God healed and get people to be prayed for. One day the pastor down there said, why are you bringing these people all the way over here from your church? He said, because when you pray for them, they get healed. He said, don't you know if you pray for them in your church, they'll get healed too? He said, no, I didn't know that. Now, this is one of the greatest men of faith that ever walked on the earth, Smith Wigglesworth. But this goes to show you, back in those days, he had no idea. So he thought, okay, God, that pastor said, I got to take and use these scriptures and I pray here and you'll heal these people for me. So he's just like all the rest of the people, Scott. He prayed and God showed up.
Amen.
And then he's just like the rest of us. Wow, it really happened. It worked. Isn't that something? But these men that we're talking about here today, these men didn't just hear about him. They have eaten with him. They shook hands with him. Isn't that something? The spirit of life in the body of Jesus Christ, we have seen him. He's real. I've felt him. I've eaten with him. I've walked with him. But let me tell you what. Today, as a son of God, and if you see into the spirit world, you do that same thing every day. You walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't you, Miss Paula? He is right there every day. We have the option of praying in faith, believing with no doubt in our heart, and there is nothing, is there, Gracie? Nothing limited by what he can do. Whatever you can pray and believe, just like the scripture says, Matthew 18:19, if two of you, and you and your husband are two, and the two of you agree about anything, what did he say he'd do, Mike? Whatever you ask. So is he here every day? Is he here in this room right now? Is he sitting beside you? Is he sitting inside of you? He's here. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods is in this building today. And when we realize that, just think, wouldn't it be awesome if I could be walking along here like this and say, he's right here with me. And all of a sudden he said, I'm going to show these folks something. And he puts his arm on my shoulder and say, look, folks, I'm really here. Now, wouldn't that shock you? You know what some of you would do? Run out.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Are You For Real? Or would you like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD? We will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.